Hi everybody, it's time for the Svarta Kalacha of the week, the Svarta Tshuva of the week, and this week we're going to talk about a very interesting issue. We're going to talk about an issue of Hilchot Brachot, since Tu B'Shvat is coming up, and a question that's come up in Shaarei Orah, and that is, when you see a great rabbi, do you make the bracha, Baruch Shechalak Mechochmato, Lebasar Vadam? And, I'm sorry, Shechalak Mechochmato Li Re'av, it's actually a big difference, Shechalak Mechochmato, and we're going to come back to that a little bit later. Now, we're going to begin with the discussion as follows. There seems to be there should be really no discussion. Actually, there is considerable discussion because the Gemara Brachot tells us should be coming up to in a couple of weeks in Daf Yomi. Reach Chachmei Yisrael, you see one of the great wise Chachamim amongst Am Yisrael. You say to them, Baruch you make the bracha, Baruch Shechalach Mechuchmato Le'Reav. Hashem, who has given from his chokhmah to his to those who have who respect him, who have yirah for him, is a bracha shemei with shem malchut. So it's because again you have bracha which have the shem malchut. So what's there to talk about? Why is what's what kind of debate is there? So there is debate about a number of issues in the Gemara with special privileges or rules that apply to a talmid chacham. And the question is, do these rules that are set forth in the Gemara that apply to Talmid Chacham, do they even apply today? In other words, we know that each generation becomes a little bit not as great as the previous generation because each generation before was closer to Har Sinai. So we're moving away from Har Sinai. So the later generations are not as good as the, are not as strong as the previous generations. And therefore, the question then becomes, you know, should we make this bracha or should we not make this bracha even today, even the chachamim on the level we have today, even though not necessarily on the level that they were in the time of Shulchan Aruch or even the time of, or going back to the time of the Gemara. And there's considerable debate about this and very important Svartic, Sefer Psak Halacha, the Ches Alafim says, well, the best thing is to do is just avoid the issue and just say it without Shem Umalchut. And Rav Avadya Seif really goes to out of his way to try to prove both from Ashkenazim and from Sfaradim that this is not the case and that we should apply even today. He said halacha lemaase from different rabbanim. Just stunning to see the various rabbanim that he quotes that this is even practiced even today. We should still say this bracha of shechalak mechochmato li yirei av. And so that's the way he comes out. But now the question becomes, who qualifies for the Chacham Yisrael, Chachmei Yisrael that qualifies for this? So what Rav Avadya writes in Yechavadad and the Tshuvah he has in Chelek Dalit Siman Ted Zayin, he says, well, first of all, he can't just be Chacham; he has to have Yirat Shemayim. Well, that's for sure because Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avot, Kol Shirat Chato Chomin LaChokhmato, Chokhmato Mitkayemet, the Chokhmah is only going to last if there's Yirah. The Gemara talks about that in various places. The Gemara tells us, the Gemara Brachot that also tells us something interesting, that only someone who has Yirat Hashem are his words listened to, otherwise people don't listen to them. It's very interesting that we say Lireyav. So a person has to have Yirat Shemayim. That's definitely for sure. And Rav Avadya adds, he should be someone that is muflag b'Torah, exceptional in Torah. It's not your average rabbi. It should be someone who's exceptional with Torah Chochmah. And he has to be typical for Rav Avadya. He has to be morah horot b'Yisrael. He has someone that's posek halacha. It's not just someone that just studies Gemara. That's not enough. He has to be actually morah horot b'Yisrael. He has someone that goes to him, that people go to him for psak halacha. Otherwise, no bracha for such a person. And it's interesting. I was told that Rav Teitz from Elizabeth, that he actually made this bracha when Rav Avadya Seif visited Elizabeth here in New Jersey in the 80s. So this bracha was made on Rav Avadya Seif. Well, the question is, does it have to be someone that's top like Rav Avadya or Terech HaChaim Yitzchak, or can it be even someone of who's a great Rav, but not necessarily the top. So it seems from what he has in Yechavadat and from what is in Yakut Yosef in the latest edition, well, you know, as long as it's someone who is Chachmei Yisrael Muflag B'Torah, and he has Yirat Hashem Torah, he's Morei HaRaot, and that should be really enough. He's Torah, Chochmah, he's wise, he has a lot of exceptional Torah knowledge, exceptionally wise, and so this is, it doesn't necessarily, they don't say it has to be the top. But nevertheless, when I asked my guide, Chacham Shmuel Korshkoman, when Rav Amar came to Sharei Ora for the first time, he says, the Minhag Olam, despite what it says in the Yakut Yosef, despite what it says in Yechavadat, is only to make it on the top of the Chachamim. Top two, three. And that's it. No, and not beyond that. And when I saw Rav Amar the first time that he came, when he visited Sharei Ora, I believe it was 2012, I said the bracha, but just without the Shem U'Malchus, such as Baruch Shechalak Mechochmato L'Reav. When he came the second time in the summer of 2017, then I also did not say the Shem U'Malchut. So Rabbi Korshman said that's the Minhag Ha'olam. You know, it just, I feel a little bit bad. Maybe I actually should have said that bracha when Rav Amar was here, because you should make it. Why, if you see Rav Shechter in YU, this is someone that's that certainly meets what it says in Yechavadat. It certainly meets what it says in Yakut Yosef. So my inclination actually is to make the bracha, despite the fact that this is not necessarily being the halakha in this way. And I know it's going to come up for my students this coming Friday. Rav Asher Weiss, a very, very great Rav. I mentioned him in the daily halakha today and the halakha to go. Rav Asher Weiss, really one of the great, great rabbanim in our time. He's going to be speaking to a lot of the high school students from Frisch, from TABC, from many of the schools in the area. He's going to be here in Ketet Torah. And should they make the bracha shechalak mechochmato l'reav? I think they definitely should. I think they definitely should make that bracha when they see Rav Asher Weiss. I think I should say when they see Rav Shechter, and really any exceptional chacham, they should be saying these bracha. And I wish everybody a great, great week.